This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermès, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
I think the universe is trying to tell me that I'm getting old. And I've come to this conclusion because this morning I contemplated putting the heating on. FYI, listener, it's the start of August. I think also to top it all off, I found a grey pube in my pants yesterday. Not even attached to me. So I'm starting to shed grey hair. Well, it's been nice knowing you.
After the tone, leave your message after the tone.
Hello, welcome back to After the Tone, a weekly podcast for freaks, fuck-ups and their friends. I'll say it as it is, do you know what I mean? If you don't come in one of those categories, what are you doing here? Each week, you lot, the general public, leave messages for me on the After the Tone burner phone. And with the help of my mates Debbie, Tim and Maya, we attempt to turn that into something cohesive, supposedly. I'm Scotty. Round of applause. Many thanks. I'll be guiding you through the next 40 minutes or so of ridiculousness. I have no clue what's about to be said. I'm hearing these calls for the first time too. So, you know, me and you were in the same boat, hun. So at least we've got each other. Now, slight change to the usual proceedings. Our Tim is on the ones and twos this week because Debbie is, well, swanning off having some fun on another project. I know, can you fucking believe it? How dare somebody have a life outside of this podcast? But actually, we've got to light some candles for Deb because she had a phone stolen. I know, it's very, like, modern, isn't it? Having your phone stolen. I mean, it's not modern, it's probably highly traumatic, but yeah, so we've got a light candle for Deb. Anyway, if you hear something on the show that you'd love to respond to, do hang around because I'll tell you how you can get involved. And remember, you can always let us know how we're doing via the hashtag AfterTheTonePOD. It'd be lovely to hear from you and, you know, have a little bit of general chit-chat. Passes the time, doesn't it, really? Right, anyway, lovely Tim, I think we should get on with it. Let's open up the mailbag and see who's bothering us this week.
Hi, Scotty and all the team. It's Kara here. Hell of a lot more sober. God, gosh, she sounded rough. Liked it, though. Yeah, there was a Monty Don moment. I'm always seeing it. It's more his style. Same back, yeah, totally. Anywho, parks. What haven't you done in a park? What haven't I done in a park, really, is more the question. I mean, to the obvious area of the fucking genius cottaging ground, bumping into trees, knocking yourself out, getting lost in Hampstead Heath, falling in ponds. But you just said about the football being kicked over, and then I suddenly remembered an old story, one of the old queens, older than me queens, the proper stately homos, used to say when actually the heath outside men's ponds, on the Sunday, you know, I've been out all Saturday night, there wasn't really bars to go to the thing, so everyone would go to the Heath all night, you know, outside the ponds, just fucking having a kiki, seemingly, and giggle. And then when you go to walk home, one of the sort of games they all used to play was sort of like run into the middle of football games. And then when they kick the ball at them, they just scream and run away from the ball. So they all called it scream ball. And I thought it could be an Olympic sport, running around a gay Olympic sports. Full of joy, trying to stay here in the here and now. Woo! Working class fucking family bullshit happening at the moment. And I love what you're saying about the idea of success coming out of all that, because it is that idea, isn't it? What we perceive as sex, but it's not. It's more than that. It's our attitude and our goals and the overachieving we feel like we have to do. Oh, she might go and watch some Monty Don. Stay strong, stay true. Most importantly, stay amazing, you lot. Thanks.
Lovely Kara's back. What a lovely way to start the show. Oh, gorge. Although I've got to pick you up on this Monty Don thing, okay? I know this is very niche. Some people who are listening from foreign lands, you know, because we're quite international, girl, are thinking, who is this Monty Don? Get yourselves on the Googles and Google Monty Don. Because I tell you what, I don't think I've fancied anybody in salmon cords. I mean, also the hair was like wire wall girl. No, she's got too much of a like soft Tory look for me. You know, I couldn't even do it as an act of defiance. Now, you might remember last week I asked people to call in and tell us, you know, what's the most shameful thing you've done in a recreational space? Well, none of this sounds shameful. It all sounds absolutely delicious queer activism, if you really want to call it that. Scream ball. Fab. Now, so that's another device that we can use when a ball comes towards us and we're like, oh my God, what do we do? Just scream at it. Fab. Okay. Any other devices, please, after the tone listeners, please get in contact. I'm quite enjoying the Olympics at the moment. Yeah, because as some people who might follow me on the Instagrams, at Scott Is Fat, you will see that I'm doing the weightlifting. Well, I have been really enjoying watching the women's weightlifting. It's so good. Just watching people like throw things above their head, which is like more than twice their weight. I'm down in the gym lifting like 40 kilograms thinking I'm fucking superwoman. These people are doing 160 plus. It's absolutely excellent, isn't it? If there's anything on the Olympics that's caught your eye, oh, because I tell you what, a couple of things have mine, do get in touch, let us know. Kara, lovely to speak to you.
Hiya Scotty, Sophie here. I called too long ago about never wanting to run again, and I haven't. Just a quick voice note of you mentioned Kathy Burke last week. Absolute fucking gem. I used to work in a theatre bar, and Kathy was doing a show there. So Kathy Burke's drink order is a double absolute vodka, ice, Diet Coke, squeeze a lime. This comes to maybe £17.50 with the staff discount at the theatre bar. £2.50 straight in the tip jar. What an absolute legend. Love you loads. Bye.
Sophie, where have you been? Huh? Where have you fucking been? Well, it's lovely to have you back, finally. Don't worry about me just waiting here for your call, Sophie. Now, I love a bit of Kathy Burke gossip. Well, I like a bit of gossip about anyone. Do you know anyone a bit famous? I am a bit Heat magazine like that. There are some children who are probably going, what's a magazine? But I am a bit like that. A double vodka and diet with a squeeze of lime. Now, I believe in Manhattan that's called a skinny bitch. Yeah, my friend Sue told me that. I think it's called a skinny bitch. There's that thing about tipping, isn't there? Like, I recently met up in a park, recreational space, with a gentleman. Not in that way, get your minds out of the gutter. Just a new person that I thought could become friends with who works in a local gay bar here. And told me that they made, like, £2.50 in tips on a really busy weekend. And I was like, do people not tip anymore? Am I really old-fashioned if I like a bar person, I say, would you like a drink? I tried to buy someone a drink who was, like, giving us such lovely service last weekend. And they were like, oh, no, I'm the head bar person, don't worry about that. And I was like, well, you could take the money if you want. They were like, no, I'm the head bar person, don't worry about that. So I thought that was quite sweet. But, yeah, isn't it interesting that what our relationship with tipping people at the bar? Well, maybe it's not that interesting. But maybe you work in a bar, not you, Sophie, as in, like, you know, you listening, maybe you can shed some light. Do people tip? Is it common people that tip? I wonder what posh people are like. I've just got a sense in my head that posh people don't tip. Maybe that's unfair judgment. Ah, fuck it, I'm full of them. And now it's time for one of my favourite parts of this project. It's time for the 10-second confession.
10-second confession, oh my.
Hiya, Scotty. Hiya, producer Debs. Hiya, Tim. Hiya, Maya. Nat here, the long-time lurker, is fucking piping up. Hello. You got me on a good day. I've been feeling pretty shit the last couple of days, but he fucking hasn't. And I hate the fact that everyone's like, oh, it's sunny. It's summer holidays. You must be having a great time. Well, I'm fucking not. Am I? Yeah? Anyway, 10-second confession time from me. The last time I shat myself was in public at a pub. Couple of years ago now, and I basically drank a lot of cider on an empty stomach. I stood up to go to the toilet and realized that it was too fucking late. Yeah, I was bare-legged wearing a fucking dress. And the final part of the 10-second confession, which I realize now turning into like a 20-second confession or 40 or a minute, is the last time I shat myself at home was because I was laughing my ass off to this fucking podcast.
Now, I love that I've clearly got the ability to make you shit yourself. Because you know me, I love a shit and piss story. Because, you know, it just normalises us all. Come on. Do you know what I mean? It's just poo. But I'd never thought that we would be the cause of it. So look, I think we deserve some form of award for doing such things. Cider can be very aggressive on the stomach, can't it? But lovely work, great work. I just wanted to pick up on that thing about people, just because the sun's out, people think, oh, I'm having such a lovely time. Oh, God, don't. Oh, I tell you what, me too. There's part of me, actually, which would long for eternal spring and autumn. Winter I find very depressing. Very depressing. And summer, I can find it quite uncomfortable. I don't know if we're able to put in any requests of climate change, but if it could just be like spring and autumn, that would be lovely. Thanks for the 10-second confession. Oh, look at me. I've got such a spring in my step now to think that I've made someone shit themselves. Oh, it's the little things.
Hi, Scotty. Ains here. I called in a couple of weeks ago about cycling as a fat person and my thoughts on that, and having just joined a cycling club and stuff. And you responded with a very anti-lycra message. I think it's been like 2 weeks, so who knows. But I just wanted to come back and say that padded shorts will change your life. They are, honestly, they're so great. They're so comfy. Who doesn't want more cushion under your bum when you're cycling, especially for longer rides? It's so good. I care less about the lycra tops, but they do have pockets in them for snacks, which I like, because I mean, there's something about like riding for a whole day or for a long distance or whatever, is, you know, riding anywhere, that you just sort of eat what you need to keep going, which is nice. Especially when it's like 3 chocolate bars, because that's what keeps me going. And you can put them all in your little lycra top. Anyway, big recommend. I'm fully in the pocket of big lycra. I really miss cycling at the moment. I'm just recovering from top surgery, so I can't cycle for another like 4 weeks. And it's making me realise how much I miss it. I'm just like walking a lot, which is really fucking boring, so slow. Hope you're all well and good. Bye.
Lovely, Ames. Lovely to have you back in the room. oh, look, all so many friends have come back. You know, so many new friends as well from this season have turned up in the room. That's lovely. Oh, I like that. Yes, thank you very much. No, yes, you're right, Ames. I am quite anti-lycra. I think, I don't know. I just see it sometimes. I feel like it's been a... It's like, oh, God, let me put my words in my mouth. It's got the sort of Helly Henson, you know, the Holly Henson, what's that brand that all sort of fascists love to wear? That one. It's got that sort of connotations for me. Not like fascism, but quite often the bullshit that I get from the sort of version of cyclists that I don't like, they're often in the gear with no idea and very domineering. And so maybe I see it as a sort of defiance that I don't wear that sort of shit. And also, I don't know if I agree with you about the padded pants, because I think sometimes it can make you look like the last caller, Nat, that you've just had a bit of a, you know, you've had a mishap in your pants. It has got nappy vibes, the padded pant. So I'm not sure I'm going to fully embrace the padded pant, but I do agree space for snackage is quite important. Something that I find very useful, and a bit of a trigger warning here, I'm going to talk about eating disorder. Something that I find useful about the cycling and the weightlifting and the yoga is, well, actually more to do with like the weightlifting and the cycling, because it's so high impact and you do, as you say, you just need energy. You can just eat whatever because you just need it. Like, it makes a lot of my eating disorder noises become far more quieter, because I'm just thinking, what do I need to get me to the next stop? And so you have, well, not you, but you know, you can have this relationship with food when you're doing those things, which purely becomes technical. So I've been doing a lot of protein intake because I am hypertrophying at the moment, which is, I know, very fancy. Yeah, I know. I didn't know what it meant until somebody told me, and I was like, oh, isn't that lovely? Shout out to Fee, PT, who's guiding me on this journey of hypertrophying. And it, do you know what? I found it a bit of a revelation, actually, that the sort of eating disorder noise can become minimal by just having a more functional relationship with food, which I never thought I'd have. But, you know, that's just one way. I'm not... This is not me saying, if you've got an eating disorder, what you want to do is get on a bike. I'm talking about my own relationship with the food mentals, because I have quite a unique relationship with the food mentals, according to my therapist and doctor. Now, top surgery preventing cycling. The things you learn on this podcast, honestly, it's like Tomorrow's World, isn't it? Does anyone remember Tomorrow's World, where they spoke about the future and we were all like, oh my God. So I didn't know that that was the case, but I guess cycling can be quite high impact on the upper body. So that does make sense. So Ames, I hope the recovery goes well. Good on you for being able to find the space and resources and all of that stuff to be able to do that for yourself. I know it's not an easy ride, to use another cycling analogy, but we all over here hope that your recovery goes well. And do feel free to drop in again, because it's lovely to have you.
Hi, Scotty, producer Debs and the gang. So I was on last week because I... because I turned around and complimented your new message where you no longer read out the number, and you said that I sounded like I was on a 24-hour home makeover show. And to be fair, I do have an interior design flair. I'm ever so sorry. It's Adam. I've rang in before. I spoke about douching and why men are crap. So me again. Sorry for not clarifying. Thanks for calling me super charismatic, though. Amazing.
Lovely. It's lovely to have Adam back in the room. That's a common thing that I keep on saying today, but it is, isn't it? Nice little gang. Nice little gang of new regulars coming in. Now, you might remember that last week I was perturbed by this person who came in with such confidence, Now, there might be some people of the heterosexual variety listening who are wondering, what is douching? Well, I can tell you. So Adam has just alluded there to being, you know, having interior design flair. Now, to douche is to take a natural sponge with a small amount of paint and to do a stipple effect on cupboards like we used to do in the 90s. That's known as douching. So feel free when you are in B&Q or you are in your next interior design consultation to ask the person behind the till or the interior designer, but what about douching? And I'm sure you'll have a wonderful response. Many thanks. And it feels about there is a good time. I love playing games with the straights. And and now it feels about time to have a little bit of a breather. But still to come, Nana is back. Yep, JRF is in the house. Oh, hold your hats, because Nana's back. And there's more talk of shit, apparently. But before that, we've had a lovely little message from somebody called Carrie. Hi, Carrie, if you're listening. And the message says, normalise sobbing in supermarkets listening to Scotty's wonderful After the Tone. Well, I couldn't agree more with you. Sometimes it's a wild ride, this podcast, isn't it? We can go from laughter to tears in fairly a short distance. So thanks for all sticking with us. Remember, if you want to drop us a little line, hashtag After the Tone POD. We'd love to hear from you. It'd be lovely to hear, actually, where you're listening from and what your listening rituals are. So I know my friend Amanda and Layla, shout out, they probably listen to this, be like, oh my God, you said her name! Because they listen to it every week and they wake up and it's like the first thing they do on a Thursday, which is lovely, isn't it? So what's your listening ritual? How do you listen to the show? How do you like yours, is what I'm asking. Also, this is a shout out to say that After the Tone is an unsupported, unfunded space. So if you'd like to help keep us going, why not buy us a coffee? Head over to patreon.com/afterthetone. There we would be grateful to receive about £3 a month. Well, about that, why not? Why not? You know what? If you're feeling fancy, give us a fucking tenner. Do you know what I mean? Stop being so fucking tight. But be more Kathy Burke. It's all right for me to say. Kathy Burke's got millions, isn't she? Bless her. Why aren't she giving us some fucking money? Probably because she's got too much sense, to be fair. Right, let's get on with the show.
Hiya, Scotty, and producer Deb, and Tim, and Maya. So this is the faggy nudist calling again, just listening into your questions. So in the order that I remember the questions, it's definitely sexy. Like, I mean, it depends. So the beach I was on, the first bit of it's, you know, mixed, and, you know, the straights are allowed to have their fun down there, and they, you know, they're all in their walking boots and just doing whatever they do, and then the far end of the beach is where the gays and the queers and the Marys all hang out. There's definitely, you know, every now and then, like, there are people who are just walking up and down and everyone's checking each other out, and there were a couple of, like, beautiful people coming up, and, you know, I was more than ready to, you know, wander into the bushes with anyone who took my fancy and I took their fancy. Swimming in the sea? No, there's no bloody fish. It's down in fucking Kent. Like, what fish am I going to get giving me a blowy off the Kentish coast? It's near Hastings. It's beautiful. You should look it up. Fairlight Cove, I think it was called. And faggy, full faggot. I hope that answers all the questions. I think that was everything. So, yeah. Cheers, love. Bye.
Gorgeous. Now, this is very good because, you know me, love the clarification call. Like to know what the detail was when the detail was missing. So, a full-blown faggatory nudist. Look at that. Faggy nudist, that's definitely going to be your name now from whenever you call up. You know everybody gets a nickname. There you go. You said it. They always come from things that you've said. So, there's that. Now, a mixed beach, that's quite shocking, isn't it? Isn't it disgusting that we have to live in a society in which we have to mingle, associate with dull heterosexual people in walking boots? Such a shame. Do you know what? I don't mind it. It's just that they're constantly shoving it down our throats. chance to be a fine thing. Now it's always the far end. You know me, I have been international in my time. And there's like a nudie beach in Sydney, and it's the far end up in Bondi as well. I mean, it's less about getting your bits and bobs out in Bondi, but it is where the gays go. They do tend to flock with each other. And they're up the far end as well. And I think that's a safe place for us to be, really. Now, swimming in the sea in Kent, I'm so disgusted. Now, international listeners, Kent is what can only be described as the arsehole of England. Oh, there will be calls. There will be calls. I'll tell you what, there'll be people from Margate calling in. Margate's like the trendy place that everyone thinks they're living, you know, like some form of like country lifestyle where they're like picking their own fucking clover and I don't know, knitting eggs. But really, you're just living in a working class seaside town, huns, okay? Just because you've got organic pizza, don't make you interesting. They'll be calling up. They'll be like, Margate's the best, actually. Kent's amazing. We love Kent. It is a fucking shithole. It is a shithole. And I can say that because, well, I just can. So thank you very much for the clarifications on all of that. I don't think I will be jumping down to the Kent coast to get my bits out in front of heterosexual people. But, you know, each to their own. I'm glad you had a nice time.
Hello, Scotty.
It's J-Man.
Guess where I am?
That's right, I'm in the bath.
Thought I'd just keep up the current trend, as it were. Anyway, the reason why I was calling was because I've got a great poo story for you, which I know you thoroughly enjoy. So let me tell you what happened. When I was about 15 years old, I was still living in Cov, my hometown, and I went to a house party. And yeah, I was like 15, I took a pill for the first time, yeah. and I put it on my bum, ovs. And you know, like house parties when like you're younger and everyone's just like sat around, it's just like really shit or whatever. So anyway, I was sat on the sofa and I was like coming up and I was like just going fucking mental. Anyway, I farted, yeah, and I was like, oh, I think I maybe have sharted. And then for some unbeknown reason, I just ignored it, yeah. And then I don't have any other memories apart from them reaching down and then being like, oh my God, oh my God. And then obviously there's like watery shit all over my ass. Anyway, I run to the bathroom, yeah, frantically trying to get in and lock the door. And I slam the door and I break the door. It won't lock. And I'm like frantically trying to clean up all my shit. And like all these kids come in or whatever. And then there I am, literally covered in shit all up my back. Like sort of like squishing out of my jeans to the t-shirt area. So they threw me out after like I sharted all over their sofa and broke the bathroom door. And I was like 15 years old, I was just wandering the streets of Cov, high in a pearl, with shitty knickers. Anyway, bye.
Oh, you've done well this week, team. Well done. You know, there's something about hearing the story whilst you're in the bath that feels wrong. Now, I know I love a bath call, but talking about you absolutely covered in shit whilst you're in the bath, there's something about that. So this comes from the genre of butt biscuiting. And at such a young age in Coventry, wow, they start you young. I guess that's why it's the city of culture next year. Now, at the best of times, a pill poo can, you know, from memory. Oh, God, when was the last time I had a pill poo? Oh, when I was, like, probably severely troubled in my early 20s. But I do remember the stench of a pill poo. Now, so I can only imagine that wasn't... That was quite the traumatizing experience for you. And at such a young age, to at 15, to be ostracized because of it. I've got a lovely butt biscuiting story, actually. It's one of my moments of that I felt real connection with queer people. Just come back from a party, because I used to run nightclubs in my early 20s. And there was about six of us, and we all decided to go into the toilet and take a pill. And my friend, who shall remain nameless, they said, let's all put them up our bums. So we did, and then we cheers them first, which I thought was really lovely. Oh, God, do you remember the days when you were edgy and you used to take drugs? Well, no, some people don't, because they've actually got... they've been sane of mind for the most of their lives. Not me! Can't believe I'm telling you this story. I can't believe you told us this story, hon. Oh, pull up your back into the T-shirt area. Oh, I just don't know why we have these conversations.
Hiya, Scotty, love. Hello, producer Deb, and hello, Tim and Maya, and hello, the ATT crew. I'm just leaving a little voice note because I feel happy. I feel happy, and I haven't felt happy for quite a while, and it's quite nice. And I was just thinking that often we ring up and we go, well, I know I have in the past, and I know others have as well. We kind of ring up and go, oh, this shite stuff's happening to me at the moment, and it's shit and it's horrible. And we all go, oh, sorry, love. And we don't get to hear the, oh, by the way, a good thing happened. So, yeah, a good thing happened. I hung out with a couple of friends today, went to a museum, saw an exhibition. Ray Harryhausen, the guy that did all the animatronics in Clash of the Titans, Jason the Argonaut, Sinbad, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, it was great fun. And anyway, also, I've been thinking how lonely I feel at the moment, and how lonely I used to feel as a teenager when I had no one to turn to. And it's amazing that as low and as miserable as I am at the moment and depressed, I don't feel as lonely, because yes, I've got friends in real life, but I've also IRL friends, as they call. But you've also got the online community. And also, I just wanted to say thank you so much to you and the podcast. Because you've also, as a result of me ringing up and leaving little voice notes, I've been able to make friends with callers as well. And that's really lovely. And I'm waving at Kirsten and Harry and Liam and lovely Toby. These are just some of the lovely people who befriended me. And yeah, it means a great deal to know that, yeah, that I'm just not lonely like I used to. And if I'm really feeling sad and miserable, that there's someone out there. So yeah, Nana JRF is feeling, I'm feeling loved. I feel positive and happy, which is nice. So I just wanted to share that with the group and just sort of keep a record that I feel good for a brief moment. Anyway, I'm going to order some fish and chips. And as we know, I know it's triggering for you, I am going to order some mushy peas. But as you know, they are very much on the side. They're not wetting up things. And I love tartar sauce and I love vinegar. And oh my God, my mouth is wetter than an otter's pocket. And a big kiss from that JRF. Bye.
Oh, Nana JRF is back. And do you know what? Happy Nana. Do you know, so sweet. Yes, please. I just want to echo to you, I know you know this, but to also to anyone listening to this, that happiness is allowed. softness is allowed. And like you say, it is nice to recognise and say, I'm having a moment of happiness, and I just want to put that out there, because, well, quite often over here, we only talk about things when we're sad or shitting ourselves. So it's lovely to have a little bit of a glow up, even if it be a minor blip in the glow up. And I know what you mean about loneliness, but it is lovely that you've met people through this space. So gorgeous. I too have been suffering with the mentals this week in quite a bad way. Like yesterday, I was in bed all day, convinced that someone was going to hurt themselves because of me. It's quite a common presentation of like my OCD and anxiety, was that I'll think that I'm responsible for people harming themselves in physical ways. And, you know, on top of all of the love and adoration and support that, you know, partners, friends and colleagues give me, definitely come on here today. It's been helpful to have a little chat with you lot to cheer me up. So, yeah, I also want to echo what JRF said, that this is really nice to have a little bit of a chat with friends. But some of you, well, most of you, I don't know what you even look like. I mean, not that that's important, but, you know, like sometimes when you imagine someone's voice, you know, like a friend will send you a voice note. Some friends can send you voice notes that are more like podcasts, can't they? Don't they go on? But you can imagine them saying the things that they're saying because you know their faces. I don't know what any of yous look like. So that's quite sweet. You know, it's nice to feel a connection with you all and to have never met many of you. Lovely having you back, Nana. But I tell you what, mushy peas, go fuck yourself, you hideous witch. And that is all for this week. Oh, what a lovely episode. I really enjoyed that one. That was a good giggle, wasn't it? If you would like to share any of your shit stories, if you want to tell us about any glow-up moments that are happening for you, any joy that you want to share, or if you want to try and convince me into reasons why I should be thinking about Lycra and or padded shorts, please feel free to get on the blower. Do you know what? It's very easy. All you got to do, open up the WhatsApp and send us a voice note to this number.
0788 200 3420. And support us on the Patreon. And get backstage access to more knobheads like you.
We are coming towards the end of the current series, so if you've been sat on your hands for some time and thinking, oh, well, I won't, I will, I won't, I, now is your chance. Come on, I'm a very nice person. That's all I'm going to say. If you would like to communicate to us in other ways, hashtag AfterTheTonePOD. You can catch us on the Instagrams or on the Twitter visions. It would be lovely to hear from you. As I said, love to know where you're listening from, what your listening ritual is. And as ever, if you can support us with a cup of tea or four, get over to the Patreon, patreon.com/AfterTheTone. Well, it's been lovely having you. I'm going to leave you in the capable hands of Tim, who's going to snip this all together and supposedly make me sound like a nice person, because actually, beneath it all, I fucking hate you all. So, from Tim, Maya, Debbie, who we must all be lighting candles for, remember, and myself, if I don't see you through the week, I'll see you through the window. Have a good one.
Tone after the tone after the tone.
After the Tone is presented by me, Scotty, produced by Debbie Kilbride, vice producer Tim Bano, assistant producer Maya Miller-Lewis. ATT is a Debbie's production. Remember to like, follow or subscribe to catch us every Thursday.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.